this is the kind of stuff that I, you know, I grew up with. Many of you do have grown up with these, Simon and Garfunkel. But when I first started singing here, that's the first song, second song that popped into my head was, well, that's a great song. And I just never got around to it. Probably one of the reasons it's very low and very high. So it's going to be very low today. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. When times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you, I'll take your part. When darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. I'm sailing right behind, like a bridge over troubled water, I will ease your mind. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will ease your mind. We're so blessed to have Bonnie here and so willing to sing for us every week, or almost every week. Thank you, Bonnie. And now I'm going to introduce our speaker for today, our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. Good morning. For today, spring has arrived. And we can only be thankful for today and not worry about tomorrow. You know, this week, it's been a very strange week for me, because I've watched some television programs that I normally don't watch. The first one I could only see half of because I had a meeting. But it was with, Bill Nye, the science guy? And it was talking about creation and the Bible. And it was a debate about this other gentleman about how life was created and the Bible is literal and all these things. Well, yesterday I turned on the television and there was another program, exact same thing, but not with Bill Nye. And they reported that 48% of the people here in the United States of America believe that the Bible is literal. For some reason, that depressed me. And then I spoke with my son yesterday, and my son and daughter-in-law have been taking care of their niece who has cerebral palsy until they could get her an apartment. And he was calling kind of down in the dumps because he and his wife had to move her alone because his son went to the Museum of Creation in Cincinnati. And it seemed like everywhere that was hitting me. And I began thinking, well, what makes the difference in someone who can go outside the box and has a different form of religion than one that I grew up in where they tell you what is right and along these lines? First of all, just because there are members of thousands in a congregation doesn't mean that everybody believes the same way. So I doubt those figures. I'm sorry, I do. I don't know why that just because science says that it created so many years ago, why it's not still part of the divine plan. Why does there have to be a separation? That's what I don't understand. Why is this so that there's a separation of science and religion? Because as we grow, it grows into the same thing. We know that every cell and every atom has that divine essence. You cannot separate the two, period. So what I was thinking was there are new people in our congregation, and sometimes people want to say, well, what do I do when this happens? What do I do when this happens? And I can remember when I first started in metaphysics, I thought I had some big problems, and I really did. And I called up Virginia Falls, and I said, I've got to have a reading, and I've got to have it this week. Do you understand me? Well, I had to wait 3 or 4 weeks. And by the time I got it, do you know, it was amazing. I didn't have those problems anymore. And what Spirit told me was, you were so upset at that time that you couldn't have comprehended anything we told you. We wanted you to take time to separate yourself from the problems. Well, what I didn't understand then is that one sentence is so powerful. To separate ourselves from the problems. Because in human consciousness, not God consciousness, we begin to identify with our problems rather than who we really are. And when we start thinking the same thing over and over and over, but what about this? But what about this? But what about this? Well, you see, before our lives can change, we have to take some simple steps. But our ego self doesn't want to do it if it's simple. Oh, I don't want to do that. It seems too easy. The very first thing, if you're still having problems, have you changed your thinking? Have you cleaned up your mind? You see, how to clean our mind is to replace every negative thought with a positive thought. And until we can do that, until we decide that we are going to try it and do that, we're still vibrating, if we're still conscious of the problems, we're vibrating the negative influence of thinking about our problems. So we're holding all that negative to ourselves and creating more problems just like the one we have. It's a science. It truly is a science. On this level, it doesn't matter whether you're a good person or a bad person. Right now, we need to clean up our thinking. I can remember when my children were little, well, they didn't mind taking a bath. They played with the, you know, the bubbles and all the toys. And then they got to a certain age when they were old enough to take a bath, they by themselves, all of a sudden they didn't want to. You remember that if you've had children? And you go, what in the world has happened? And then all of a sudden, when they have a love interest out there, you can't keep them out of the bath. You see, we're a lot like children. We're a lot like nature. We truly are. If we analyze our life and those people around us, life always gives us a lesson. But when we begin just a little bit to do this replacing with something negative, it's like before long, we start to be squeaky clean and it feels good. And we're not thinking so much about the problems as much as how good we feel right now. It's a good thing. And science has proven when we think negative, there's a groove made in our brain that allows us to be easier. It's easier for us to automatically think negative. If someone gives us a new conception of anything, if you're a negative thinker, you will automatically, it will go through that negative groove, and you will find several reasons why it's not true. But if you start changing your thinking and cleaning up your mind, and someone gives you a new concept, your whole attitude has changed. And the more we think positive, the deeper that groove is for us to automatically think positive. When we start thinking positive for a lot of times, we forget the very beginnings of what we learn. Another thing in life is what I remember, so simply put, you see, metaphysics is always simple. And some people say, oh, you don't believe in the Bible, or you don't believe in this, or you don't believe in that. Well, no, I don't take anything literal, nothing. Everything in nature changes. All of the time. Every atom, every cell changes all the time. And we can change to the positive if we clean our mind. Now, what happens when we want something in life that isn't here yet? It's so simple. In the Bible, Jesus did it all the time. But if it's simple, we don't want to hang on to it. And that is, simply thank God. Thank God for what you want. And don't let it enter your mind anymore and go as though it's been done. Period. I've been here for a lot of years. That's how I've gotten anything and everything. If I keep dwelling on it, I'm changing my thoughts. I'm changing my prayers. I'm changing the law of attraction. I'm changing everything before it can come to me completed. You see, we got to just do it simply. Thank God for it. Thank God for the answer. Thank God for whatever it is. And go and know it's coming. And there's something else that I've learned over the course of years in metaphysics. And that is, it goes back to the physical thinking again. Anything we think we're coming up with is so genius. If it's in our brain, it's probably not right, because that has a lot to do with ego. I remember one day when Spirit told me, it's time for you to stop thinking with your mind and start thinking with your heart. And in this Aquarian age, this age of love, let me tell you, that's the most important thing any of us can ever do. To start thinking with that heart-loving consciousness. To start thinking with that I am consciousness. To realize we're all children of that one great ignited infinite mind. And we're all here to grow into our own infinity. We're all here to use our divine essence coupled with our personality to be part of that Christ consciousness on this earth plane. You see, Jesus never said he was the only begotten Son of God. He always reiterated that the same Father or the same essence lives in you, that lives in me. So that means we're to incorporate those things in our life. We're to incorporate that wonderful divine essence every day, that sweetness that can fill our lives if we clean our mind and open our heart into it and thank God for it and go every day with the bountiful blessing of just living in the sweetness of the vibration that you can create in your own life. You see, with that I am presence, that's the magic. That's the difference between some of the other so-called religions and us. Some of the other religions, I'm not knocking any of them, because we've all been a part of them. And we all have come from them. And some of our families absolutely love those religions. That's fine. But I have never been in any religion, and I visited a lot, that could tell me step by step what I could do to fill my life with positivity and to be happy and to be strong in my own being, like metaphysics. So, in thinking about the Bible versus science, I say it can't happen. It has to be together. And when we think about different people really, truly living their religion, we might be few in number, and we might be few in number today. But I will tell you, anyone who actually gets the scientifics of metaphysics, I will tell you, we put it into practice. And I have a challenge to that. All those people on television, maybe 48% believe this. How many people put it into practice in their life? That's the difference. How many people in this day and age have learned to quiet the mind so they can listen to that divine presence within yourself? How many people have learned that there's a wisdom greater than the physical mind, greater than the physical world? And that's the spiritual world. And that we are all created by that wonderful spiritual essence. And by simply opening the door to developing that divine design that we were created to be, opens the door to what we're supposed to be. It slowly is like gravity. When we live it every day and we ride just the waves of enjoying what is now and being grateful for what we have right now, that's the only way it opens the door to a productive tomorrow. Life happens for all of us, and life sometimes happens in a negative way. But metaphysics gives us the tools to hold on to knowing that nothing is disastrous. And that when we do our part and we live the loss and we look back of the history of how that love and that trust and that faith has taken us through and holding on to those angel loved ones, that there's nothing that hasn't carried us through the years. And so no matter what happens tomorrow, we're all under the guidance of that divine wisdom. God bless you.